Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, we've just heard how South Africans are rethinking risk, from safeguarding their homes to buying proper travel insurance before hitting the road. But risk, I would contend, isn't just financial. In today's fast-evolving job market, career risk is real. And navigating it requires, I think, a lot more than a university degree. The 2025 workplace is demanding adaptability, digital fluency, and purpose-aligned thinking. So, what does it take to stand out in this new and very different landscape? I'm going to talk now to Shivani Ramsarup, who is head of HR at TransUnion. And we're going to look at the new rules of getting hired, if there are in fact, and how to thrive in a world where soft skills these days matter just as much as hard ones. So Shivani, a very warm welcome. Let me start with this. How radically, in your opinion, has the job market changed in the past couple of years? And are job seekers keeping up with what is changing?
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me, Jeremy. In terms of how radically the workplace is changing, I would go and look at it from a skills perspective in terms of the skills that matter. And from an employer perspective, it's more than just the technical skills, as you've highlighted, right? Whilst technical skills will always remain valuable, and of course, this is where your subject matter expertise comes from, it really is the softer skills. It's your attitude. It's your mindset that's really going to set you apart. You spoke about adaptability. That speaks to how responsive are we to constant change? We're always in the face of change. And also, if you think about the workplaces, it's not just local, but it's global too. So how can we effectively communicate? How can you articulate your ideas across different time zones and across different cultural backgrounds? More importantly, is your critical thinking ability. How can you problem solve? And these are really defining factors for your employability. Let's not forget, of course, emotional intelligence. So this really leads to your ability to rationally think, to make decision-making abilities, and that's really another very critical trait. And I think lastly, as you've highlighted, digital tools, we are in the era of AI, automation, our ability to use digital tools, and what's your comfort levels to really navigate digital platforms. And these are the skills, especially from an AI perspective, that we need to take into account in today's workplaces.
I want to get to digital literacy in just a moment, but you're talking about the emotional quotient. You're talking about purpose, adaptability. I accept all of that. But let me try and take a counterpoint here. Do you think that employers are really hiring differently these days, or is the system still biased towards one, degrees or any type of tertiary qualification, and just good old-fashioned experience?
So as much as experience will always play in your favor, I do find, especially from a South African context with high unemployment rates in our country, that we have to be creative in finding alternative ways to be employed. And that also means that you can't just always enter in terms of the traditional route, right? So some of us have to really consider, how do we enter the workplace through a graduate program, through a learnership program? And this really means that I have to pivot in terms of what I've studied versus how I need to get into the employment sector. So for example, that really also does unleash other opportunities. It's an excellent way to gain industry exposure, to get another established career path so that you're still employed and you still be able to have a meaningful life at the end of the day.
But critical that people still build some degree of digital fluency. And often people with no tech background find it realistically difficult to do that.
That is true. And this is why workplaces play such a crucial role in this, right? So when you look at a graduate program, some of the things we're looking at in terms of a graduate program is your workplace readiness, your digital fluency, getting you exposure to technological tools. So digital fluency really means how, as graduates, professionals in the workplace, really can use technology effectively, right? So we want to see, how is our companies increasingly relying on employees to improve efficiency, to improve productivity, to drive innovation through the use of digital tools? And that is really some of the skills that sets us apart now compared to the previous years in terms of corporate and our working lives.
Now, it was very interesting to see earlier today that one of the big hospital groups, Mediclinic, is cutting jobs but also freezing admin hires in what it terms is an AI revolution. And given that AI and automation is now on the rise, where does this leave entry-level roles?
So automation is definitely there to take away repetitive work, right? But at the same time, it doesn't mean that customers don't want to speak to people. So you can't take away the fact that from a relationship perspective, people don't want to speak to a bot. People want to speak to a person behind customer service roles that's going to give me that excellent customer experience. So there's definitely elements and parts of work that will be taken away, but you cannot replace the human in certain roles. That's absolutely crucial in terms of fulfilling a service.
And Shivani, it's so interesting to see, particularly within that Gen Z cohort, that they are caring or seeking company values and something which they hold very close to their heart. But how difficult is it for them to tell if a company's culture or purpose are really authentic? Many people would turn around and say, well, you know, I'm in this interview, but this is simply spin from the HR department. How do companies make that claim authentically, I wonder?
Yeah, I think job seekers are really looking for more than a traditional employer, and they're looking for a workplace where they belong, where they feel trusted, where there's security. And it's more than just a paycheck. It's a great company culture, one that you can get flexibility from, and purpose-driven work, right? So you have to find that marriage between what's my purpose, what's my passion, because that's what purpose-driven work is all about. And if you look at some of the research from McKinsey, it basically also indicates that 70% of our employees will consider leaving a job if they're not finding meaningful work, if they don't feel like they belong, if there's no career opportunities. So it's more than just the job. It's more than just your skills, qualification, and your programs, but it's how am I going to be my whole self at work? Can I belong from a financial well-being perspective, from a physical well-being perspective? Is there two-way communication? Is there collaboration that exists within in the workplace? And can we partner together to create outcomes or campaigns? And most importantly, how can we inject fun into the work environment too? And that's the whole encompassing element of workplaces today that has really shifted over the years as well.
But I'm going to sound like a real baby boomer here. You can do all of that, but you can't impact on productivity or profit.
You absolutely can impact on productivity and profit, because bringing your whole self to work, you have a common purpose in that you want to achieve human outcomes as well as company outcomes, right? So it's a win-win for both the organization and the employee. And having a profitable organization means that I'm also going to be able to be financially well-being through my association with the company.
What are the biggest red flags that you're seeing at the moment from candidates that are looking for work but are disqualified in this hiring environment that you've outlined to me?
So some of the red flags, I'm not seeing red flags, honestly, and this is because from a TransUnion Global Capability Center and the organization that we belong, we literally are in a startup environment. Since 2021, we started this organization with zero members on our books to now almost to 1,000 hires. And we are looking at entry-level roles. We're looking at specialist roles across multi facets and multidisciplinary functions, from IT to accounting to marketing and legal and compliance roles to contact center roles. Mm-hmm. We have graduates that have zero work experience. So we want to give you that opportunity in terms of experiential learning. All you need is fiber, and you can be located anywhere within South Africa. We just need internet connectivity, and we're good to go in terms of a virtual environment to get work done through the comfort of our homes.
And that, my friends, is a close look at the changing face of work. Some very valuable advice there. Shivani Ramsarup, thank you very much indeed, Head of HR at TransUnion. I appreciate your time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.